This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. You know, it's Friday, and you might be experiencing Good Friday right now. But I'm telling you, if you're experiencing Friday, Sunday's coming. Resurrection power is coming. You will not stay in Friday. The glory of God raised Jesus from the dead. And we go from Friday to Sunday. Oh, I've lived many Fridays in my life. Oh, they lasted a long time. But I knew that they would have to, at some time, yield to Sunday, to resurrection. And that was my faith. My faith knew that what was happening in my life was not forever, that there would be a breakthrough, and I would experience Sunday and no longer Friday. Resurrection, no longer Good Friday. But I can't forget that at Good Friday, our sins were forgiven by the Lord Jesus through his death on the cross. He said, when I'm lifted up, I'm drawing all people to myself, you, me, and everyone else. It's Friday, and maybe you're experiencing Friday, but I'm telling you, as sure as I speak into this microphone, Sunday is coming. Resurrection is coming. Friday is not forever. God is on the throne. He hears and answers prayer, and it's all going to work out well. I know it. That's what my faith tells me. I've experienced many Fridays, but my faith tells me Friday will give way to Easter Sunday. Resurrection Day for you and for me. Anthony, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful today. I'm walking through the North End, and I see the glory of God. I see every person made in the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. There are no, the Lord said there's no unbelievers, it's just pre-believers. Because I believe every person is going to come to the kingdom of God. Because when the kingdom is displayed, when the light of Christ is poured out, Jesus Christ, he draws all men to himself. The Lord wants to use you as a beacon of light, that the people who are going through Good Friday, you bring them into the power and the love of the resurrection. The Lord says, in my kingdom, when you live in my divine will, everything becomes a gift to you. When I free you from yourself, that is Good Friday, when we are being pruned and we are being freed from ourselves, we are being detached from our emotions, our desires, our plans, so that we can fully surrender to God. Everything becomes a gift. If someone begins to persecute you, that is a gift from God. You say fiat, and you get to show heroic virtue to the Lord by praying for those who persecute you. If you are short on your bills, you say fiat. It's an opportunity to exercise faith and show the Lord that I walk by faith, not sight. I'm going to sow into the kingdom, and I'm going to watch the Lord send provision to me. If I woke up and I feel sick, I get to release the victory of Christ. I get to speak to the sickness, and I get to tell it to be healed in the name of Jesus, because we live on earth as it is in heaven. If it is not happening in heaven, then we are rejecting it upon the earth. So today,
amen,
we pray for the grace, the Good Friday grace, that we are freed from ourselves, Lord. Detach me from myself, because when you are detached from yourself, it is like you and Jesus are watching this world. And as things come and as things happen, you lose judgment. This is good. This is bad. It's just all the will of God, you know, and if we're being persecuted, if something's not going our way, we just say fiat, and it's an opportunity to exercise our faith or pray for those who persecute us. In the kingdom of the divine will with Jesus, everything becomes a blessing.
Amen. And fiat means let it be done unto me according to your word. Let it be done unto me according to your word. I tell you, Jesus crucified, it was written in Scripture that he would be the Lamb of God who took and takes away the sins of the world, and that it would not end on Good Friday, that it would give its way to resurrection. And I'm telling you, you might be living Good Friday today, but it must give way to resurrection. If not today, tomorrow. If not tomorrow, the next day. Good Friday tells us resurrection is right around the corner. We are not called to be Good Friday Christians. We are called to be resurrection Christians. People that know experientially that Christ in me is the hope of glory. You see, I don't have to look up to heaven and say, Jesus. I just need to look into my heart and say, I love you, Jesus. He loves you. He dwells within you, more in you than up in heaven, that you look up in heaven. He dwells in you. But are you dwelling in him? That's the issue. He loves you, but are you loving him? He has a hope for you, but is your hope in him? You see, all these things are for us, but we've got to enter in. You see, if I didn't snap on the microphone, you wouldn't hear me today. If Anthony didn't call me on the phone, you wouldn't hear him either. You've got to do something. You've got to do something. Oh, I can't change things, but I can say this. It might be Friday, but Sunday's coming. Resurrection is coming. If not in this hour, in the next. If not in the next, tomorrow. Resurrection is coming. Hold on to the truth. Hold on to the truth when you're experiencing the darkness. I tell you, we all experience darkness. I've gone through many, many dark months, never mind days. Months. But I'm telling you one other thing. Even in the darkness of my months, Jesus was present. I did not feel him. I did not feel him. But I knew him who said, I shall never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, I would say sometimes, looking into my heart, wake up, Jesus. I'm experiencing difficulty, pain, darkness. After I said that, sometimes things would happen, and sometimes things wouldn't happen. But I did know one thing. He wasn't going to dump me. He wasn't going to dump you. He wasn't going to dump us. He died for you. He took upon himself you, your sins, me, my sins. You, your sicknesses, me, my sicknesses. He took it upon himself. And I told him, so many times, I could never follow you, Jesus, unless you did take the cross and know what everyone is experiencing who are experiencing darkness. I can only follow you because you drew that darkness into yourself and broke it by the power of your blood. And you give us new life in the resurrection. I tell you, I can only follow the Lord Jesus, if he died, and if he bore our wounds and carried our infirmities. And that's what he did. He understands you. What does it mean to understand? He stands under you. Under you he stands, and he knows what you're going through, and he's going to take you through it. How many times has he taken me through it? I couldn't count. When I was experiencing, it didn't feel like he was going to take it. But I knew this was only for a time because it was only a creature not a creator.
Yeah, so right now, the Lord is just showing me an image of the Father's glory just descending upon every person who is listening. Holy Spirit, come and begin to overshadow your people with the Father's love. It is so important to know that we cannot change ourselves in our own power. We cannot root out sin. Our mind cannot be changed. Our heart cannot be changed. It is only by the power of the Holy Spirit, the love of the Father, and the wisdom of Jesus that the Trinity comes to indwell us. As the Father power beats in our heart, the wisdom of the Son thinks in our mind and flows in our blood. The love of the Holy Spirit overshadows our memory. It takes deep breaths in our breath. And we become a conduit of heaven, that we become the living tabernacle of God upon this earth. Father, we pray that the light of Jesus Christ begins to fill every cell in every person's body, that you take away every darkness, every trauma, every pain, every worry, every concern, that you free us of ourselves so we can live only for you. The point of Good Friday and the point of being on the cross is that we can die to ourselves so we can live for Jesus Christ, because Jesus wants us to live in the resurrection. You know, even when we don't feel Jesus, the reason why we don't always have butterflies, God draws us in with consolations when we first come to him, because he wants us to pray. And, you know, it's great to want to pray when we feel the presence and the love of God. But after a while, when we don't feel God, it's an opportunity to exercise our faith, because we are made righteous through faith. Mm-hmm. So God takes so much more pleasure in a faith journey than he does in a consolation journey. So much more pleasure in a journey of faith, that although I might not feel Jesus right now, I know he's there, than a destination of good feelings. Because ultimately, God does not, he wants to wean us off of our feelings, and he wants us to operate in truth, right? That whether I feel the anointing or not, I'm going to pray for healing. That I'm going to do my prayers in good times and bad times, preach the gospel in season or out of season, when convenient or non-convenient. But here's the thing. God will give you the grace to do whatever he's calling you to do. There's so many times I don't feel the presence of God. But as the love of God, as I begin to just speak to someone about the love of Jesus, that love begins to manifest. As I begin to speak, God puts the words in my mouth. So as you take the first step, God equips you for the second, the third, the fourth. It's the same thing in faith. The Lord doesn't give us a whole blueprint of our lives, because we would get ahead of God. We would think we know better than God, and we would begin to skip steps. The Lord's just calling you to do one thing today. And as you complete mission number one, he'll give you step number two and step number three. And you need to be able to build momentum in the spirit, because this universe is governed by a law of motion. Where there is motion, there is life. Where there is no motion, there is death. So you need to be in constant motion and moving with the Spirit, because those who are led by the Spirit are the sons and daughters of God. The devil's number one tactic is to get you stuck, because the glory of God is like a river. And if it is flowing and it is flowing and it is flowing, you will continue to move from glory to glory with Jesus Christ. But you need to continue to move with God, whether you feel good, whether you feel bad. You know, it's those times where we don't feel the presence of God. Those are the times where we need to begin to pray even harder so that we can begin to enter into the divine will of the Lord.
Amen. I remember one lady calling me and saying to me, that was the best broadcast that I've ever heard. And little did she know that I had no consolation in that broadcast. I spoke just in faith. Little did she know that there was no light experience in my life, but I spoke in faith, and she was blessed. I didn't need to tell her that, but I knew that. I knew that in my own experience of darkness, God is still the light. I'm going to tell you, his light is so bright that it seems to be darkness. His light is so bright when we look into it that it seems to be darkness. But his light is for you. His light is for me. His kingdom is for you. His kingdom is for me. His blessing is for you today. His blessing is for me. His healing right now, in Jesus' name, is for you. His healing is for me. Oh, yes. Everything that he has is for you. And everything that you have been given, thank him for it. And use it to bless other people. I learned that many years ago, that what God gave me, I was called to bless other people. Not to just stay in the great gift that he gave me, but to use the gift and bless people. I've blessed people when I was in Death Valley, experientially. People who were so blessed that they called me up. I didn't tell them I was in Death Valley. I said, well, thank you for telling me that. And I knew it had to be God, because I was in the place of darkness. But, you know, my darkness is conquered by the cross of Jesus Christ. The darkness of sin conquered by the cross of Jesus Christ. When? Now. Because the cross is eternal. I don't go back 2,000 years to the cross. The cross is eternal. At Mass, the cross is made present. The resurrection is made present. I tell you, not another cross, not another resurrection, but the one cross of Calvary and the one resurrection of the empty tomb made present in word and in sacrament. That's real stuff. Imagine when I go to Mass tonight at 6:05, I am going to Mass and experience, whether I experience it or not, I am going to partake in the power of Christ's death on the cross for you and me, and Christ's resurrection for you and me. That's what I'm called to experience. And whether I experience it or not, that's what's happening. That's what's happening. And what do I say if I don't feel it? Let it be done unto me according to your word. I'm going to tell you one thing the devil wants from you. He wants you to say, I quit. He wants you to say, I quit. No, I will never quit by the grace of God. On my last word, whether I'm in utter darkness, I will never quit by the grace of God. Today, I will go on, even though I'm not experiencing that great light of Jesus. I will go on by faith. That's what it's all about. You know, people who come to Christ, they experience the presence of God. But when that presence withdraws, where do they go? I go to the same Jesus, saying, here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. I don't feel anything. How, you know the song I should be singing? How dry I am, how dry I am. I have not the presence of God. I tell you, I might not feel the presence of God, but God, the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, doesn't ever leave. Never does he leave. What does he say in his word? I will be with you now and forever. I will never abandon you now and forever. That takes faith to believe that when you're going through a crisis. That takes faith that he is greater than the crisis I'm going through. And life is made up of many crises. Oh, yes. But in every crisis, there is the victory of the cross. I will not go away from the proclamation of the cross. The cross is my victory. The cross is my forgiveness. The cross is my healing. That's what it's all about. What did St. Paul say? When I came among you, Corinthian community, I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's what I came to do, to make known Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Yeah. In season and out of season, it is not only about resurrection power, but I make known the cross of Jesus Christ. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Amen. And the word says if we share in the sufferings of Christ, we will also share in his glory. But we need to understand what the sufferings of Christ was. It was persecution. It was never fear. It was never being worried. When we feel fear and worry and doubt, that's from our human will. But when we live out of the will of God, when we become detached from ourselves, and we know that we have a good Father in heaven, and if we believe and we exercise our faith, then everything is going to be okay. That we are co-creators with the divinity. In our life, Jesus has given us power to co-create by every word we speak, every thought we think, and what is in the deepest recesses of our heart. You know, our life exteriorly is an echo of what is going on in our soul. So when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, he doesn't come to change the exterior, your job, your car, your relationships. He comes to change you from the inside out. And when you are changed and filled with the love of God, when you are healed, when you know who you are in Christ, when you know you have a good Father and everything the Father has, he has given to you, and you live in this place where you're waking up only to seek first the kingdom of God, then everything will be added unto you. Wives and husbands and children and jobs and resources. God will provide you what you need to complete his mission for you while you're on this earth. His mission, not your mission, his mission. We need to fade into nothing so that Jesus can be everything. Anthony needs to die so Jesus can live. I need to be dissolved into nothing. You know, the new way of holiness is becoming nothing and allowing God to operate through me as the everything, because it is no longer you or I who live, but Christ Jesus who lives, who breathes, who operates through us. And we need to understand that everything is going to be okay. You know, we create our own cross when the will of God crosses the will of Anthony. When God is calling me to do something, but I don't want to surrender to that, and then I start being upset and tormented about it because I'm stomping my feet and I'm not doing what God calls me to do because I don't want to give. I don't want to pray. I don't want to let go of sin. I don't want to surrender. But as the moment that I just do it and I do what God's calling me to do, the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, begins to flow over you. A part of you dies so a part of Jesus can be resurrected in you. His plans are so much greater than your plans. God's ways are not our ways. God's ways are so much higher. God wants to take you to a place, but it's a place in the spirit where you are totally free, totally surrendered, totally detached from everything of you and attached from the gates of heaven. Today, I promise you that God's plan for you is so mighty. If you knew how important you were, how important a role you have in the installation of God's kingdom, you would never have another worry, never have another fear. Father, we pray right now that the fire of God begins to fall on each and every person, that you open up a new dimension of heaven over their life, that every stronghold, every doubt, every fear, Lord, break it by the fire of God. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit come and melt away everything that's not of God, and let us live from this place of victory, from this place where we can proclaim the Our Father prayer in boldness, in me, on earth, as it is in heaven.
In me, on earth, as it is in heaven. You know what? Jesus lives in the believer's heart. And if Jesus lives in the believer's heart, Jesus makes heaven, heaven. So heaven is no further than your heart if Jesus is there, because Jesus makes heaven, heaven. Now, you might not be experiencing it. That might be real. But I'm telling you, Christ dwells within people's broken hearts. Notice I didn't say complete whole hearts, broken hearts. All of our hearts have been broken by people and by ourselves through sin. But Jesus says, I dwell within the broken heart, and I dwell there so that you would touch other people with the touch that I touch you with your broken heart. Touch other broken hearts in my name, Jesus says. Do what only a Christian will do today. Ask that one person would be sent to you today that you could bless, even though you don't experience blessing. May God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.